Sagt der Heilige Mischner weiter, man sagt es Xubais. Nairishin is Arsa. Again, this man had relations with a Naira. Naira is a girl between 12 and 12 and a half. But somebody was Mekadisha already. Now, at this point, after somebody was Mekadisha, she's an Eshes Ish. So if somebody was with her, it would be Chayv Misa. So there would not be a Knas. But what happened over here was, somebody was Mekadisha and Viniz Garsha, but she was divorced before the incident took place with this person. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Yoimer Ein Lo Knas, she has no Knas. Because the Pasuk says, when the Torah tells us about the Knas, that he either forced or convinced Einaira Ashaloy Eirasa, is Mashma, if she did have Eirasin, even though she's divorced, there's no Knas. Rabbi Akiva says, oh, yeshlo knas. He's going to have to pay a knas. She has a knas. Uknasa le'atzma. Normally, the knas is paid to her father. But in this case, that there was erisin and divorce, the knas goes to her. See, the Torah says, according to Rabbi Akiva, the knas goes to the father. She never had erisin. But if she does have erisin, Rabbi Akiva doesn't look like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. If she had erisin, there's no knas. No, if she had erisin and she was divorced, then the knas goes to her. The Batnura tells us that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva.